Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Karina, and you are listening to The Good News. We are featuring Kids Campaign. How many years have we known each other? Five at plus.
Yeah, more than five. Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Christine and Kids Campaign have a wonderful mission. We're going to get into it. She's up my awesome co-host tonight. But I have a few announcements. We are broadcasting live from beautiful downtown Clearwater at the Ring Workspaces. They have an amazing membership program. We're actually right now in the census room. If we wanted to get funky, we could make the lights go blue and red or green, but we're going to keep it white, like a white, bright light. And then there's also more equipment over there. It's funny when the room is smarter than you. That could diffuse oils into the air. This is one of my favorite rooms.
Oh, this is nice.
And it's in downtown Clearwater, 600 Cleveland Street in the Bank of America building. If you want to schedule a tour, let them know that the Shop Local for Good team sent you. And you could call 727-999-2647. Now, what I love about the Ring is it's a healthy work environment. You come in here, they have a Google, is it called a Google Sleep Pod?
Oh, wow. Oh,
a nap pod.
Oh, yes.
And I'm not good at naps, but I do go in there and it only lets you sleep or rest for 20 minutes.
Okay.
Vibrates. But that's the perfect time if you sleep.
Do a little
longer,
meditation or whatever, yeah. Or a little nap.
Just makes me feel like George Jetson, because that's what it looks like.
I've seen them, yeah.
So I'll reach out to my friends at the Ring if you want to send them an email. It's info@theringworkspaces.com, or you can find more out about the Ring Workspaces at theringworkspaces.com. So shout out to my friends here. This is such a cool environment, too. It's entrepreneurial. Everybody supports themselves.
It's really cool.
Yeah. So 13th Street Media is here. Shout out to Sharon and her team. She's so phenomenal. I love following her on Instagram. Her Instagram name is really long, and I don't want to mess it up, so I'm not going to mention it on the show. But her name's Sharon. If you do, @13thAvenueMedia. Find her on Instagram. She's got great videos. Very supportive.
Nice.
So, Christine, back to Christine. Christine is the co-founder of Kids Campaign. She has a wonderful mission because I'm all about volunteering, volunteerism in her community, and it's a dual mission. But before we get into that, let's just let our fans know a little bit about what drove you to launch Kids Campaign.
So, my son is a childhood cancer survivor. He was diagnosed with Ewing sarcoma, soft tissue, at the age of 9. And his cancer treatment was nearly a year, every other week in the hospital getting chemotherapy for almost a year. Thank God he is cancer-free today. I think it's 8 years.
Great.
He does have some issues with his heart, but they are doing good. One may have resolved itself. The other one has improved, so that's great. Thank God for that again. And so we basically started Kids Campaign as a result of Dylan's journey with his cancer treatment. We realized that there are many wonderful organizations out there that support pediatric cancer families. Kids Campaign also realizes that far too many children are, diagnosed or relapsed, or their treatment's longer than a year. So those families, sometimes they exhaust resources from other charities because those charities have other families that they need to assist. So that's where Kids Campaign, we like to come in and help those families where their treatment, again, could be going longer than a year, or their child, relapsed and they're going through the whole treatment schedule again. So that's really where we like to help out. And the biggest need is financial, so that's where we help out the most. what we provide assistance for is financial assistance. And so Melanie Crowell is my partner with Kids Campaign.
Awesome. Shout out to Melanie.
And Melanie, yeah, and Dylan. Now my son Dylan is now 18, so he's involved. Well, he has always been involved in Kids Campaign in the younger years of Kids Campaign, volunteering and helping us set up at different things. And so
he's my people. Your kids and our Dylan and my kids started young.
Yeah, yeah.
They kind of had to because their mother was a serial volunteer.
Yeah, right. Voluntold, right?
They came with me. They were voluntold.
They voluntold, right. So, so that's how we came to be here. We help out pediatric cancer families here in the Tampa Bay area and beyond. We've helped out families actually in California. You know, so we don't.
Well, explain why that happens, because they qualify for a gift or, you know, help from an organization, and sometimes they can't go back to that organization.
Right. So they might have exhausted, you know, there's some charities that set up, well, you know, we can help you, but we can only help you one time type
right.
of thing. And so, and in the beginning, you know, when a child in a family is diagnosed with cancer, you know, they have a lot of support. A lot of support is there. Friends and families having fundraisers for them, which is great and awesome. And, you know, but again, you know, when the treatment is, you know, for a long period of time, about a year or so or longer, some cancers, their treatment is longer than a year. Or again, if the child relapses, you know, they're going through the whole motions again. And sometimes you lose connections with friends and families during that time, and then that family might find themselves, you know, lonely and like, who's going to help us now, you know? And so
sometimes mom and dad can't work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because one of them has to be the caregiver.
Yep. So we've helped out with like a car insurance payment, set in a gift card for gas, food, or money to pay a bill. We've helped out with paying a phone bill. We bought a couple of plane tickets.
Travel. And we're not talking for a vacation. They're going actually for an out-of-state treatment.
Correct. Follow-up treatment. Yep.
So you're doing angels walking on the earth stuff. So that's actually the second part. Second part?
Of the mission?
Second part. Yeah, of the mission. I know the mission in my heart, in my mind. So let's go back to the first part. So Campaign actually has a dual mission, because she's like me and sets the bar high. And so the first part is to instill kindness through sponsored community service activities. This is so outside the box, kind of cool for me. Mm-hmm. Because I remember when I was a kid and we have to go around and get people to sponsor us to walk around the track at school. I just need to
right.
stop at night. They probably don't do that anymore.
Right.
Or you're going around selling chocolate bars.
Right, yeah.
To raise money for whatever's going on in school or whatever. So you've taken that model, sort of, you know, walk a mile around the track.
Yeah, so right.
boring. And then you've instituted it into community volunteerism.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, I believe that Kids Campaign is God inspired. Just, you know, having these thoughts come to me initially about Kids Campaign and how to do it and this and that, and then, you know, learning more about the Bible and Jesus Christ and all that. I'm like, wait a minute, I'm not sure this is my idea. I think this is inspired by God, my belief on that. But yeah, so I didn't even think, put two and two together. I was just doing it and didn't even know, like, you know, like that people maybe already do it anyways, or it's just, you know, not my idea. It's just an idea that came to me and that, you know,
cool.
kind of fell into our mission.
So what you can do is, it's called the Serving Campaign.
Correct.
And so what you do is, if you see something that is in need in your community, it could be mm-hmm. and kids can do this. Six on up.
Yep.
So let's go with the kid version for now. Mm-hmm. Say it, your son or daughter likes to do gardening or mow mm-hmm. a lawn. And then you have a neighbor down the street that's maybe elderly or not well at the time, and you're noticing. It's all about noticing your surroundings too.
Right, being aware.
Yeah. So you notice that maybe the yard needs some work, and so you reach out to, if you're young, mom and dad, grandma, grandpa, uncles, nieces, nephews, aunties, uncles. I already said that, and say, neighbor Jones.
Yeah.
Their yard looks like it needs a little help, and I like to mow lawns and do yard work. Would you sponsor me if I get permission from neighbor Jones to do their yard work? Will you donate $20 to this really awesome nonprofit kids campaign? And so they connect with you. Ask Mr. Jones or Mrs. Jones,
right,
if it's okay for them to run around the yard with the lawnmower
and have some fun.
Have some fun, and you know, try to mow the lawn good.
Right.
And I'm sure, that just brings joy to some people's hearts.
Yeah.
So they can do something like that. What's some other ideas that kids can do?
So they can do something like that. They can sponsor themselves. Like another sponsor, you can, you know, try to get sponsors for you, or you could sponsor yourself. So say if you volunteer once a month at an animal shelter every fourth Saturday for 4 hours, something you've been doing for years, you learn about Kids Campaign and the mission. You say, you know what, I'm going to sponsor myself this month and donate $50 to Kids Campaign to help them with their cause while I continue doing what I've been doing for years.
Get service hours, or if you go to a local business owner that you know of, and say, you know, I volunteer at the shelter for 4 hours a month, and I've found out about this wonderful nonprofit Kids Campaign that if you'll donate, I'm still going to be at the shelter,
right?
But you're going to be donating as a sponsor of my volunteer service hours.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody's happy.
Right, yeah.
The puppies, the kitties, and the business owner, and the charity.
Yeah.
So,
it's
very
kind
cool.
of a win-win, you know. You
Everybody
know, wins. And it's good for the, you know, the youth, I think, because they could, you know, get involved and either do a serving campaign as an individual, or they can do one as a group, and they can find a need in their community, or their school might need something. And they take their volunteerism to the next level by doing a serving campaign.
Yeah, it's like volunteerism. You have a good kind.
Right, and then they can, like you said, get the service hours.
Yeah, that's important for, actually, it's important for scholarships and college applications.
Job applications,
building your resume, giving back to the community, just bringing joy to the world.
Right, especially where a lot of businesses and stuff have their own involvement with the community and whatever is, you know, near or dear to their heart or whatever, they have their own involvement. So when they see that, I'm sure that looks good.
Well, you know, it's a great way to network at a young age.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you can lead, like you're fabulous idea, we will be, you know, like umbrella, and she's talking about putting together a servant leadership.
Yeah, some sort of
mentoring program.
Yeah. Yeah, to kind of incorporate it and to help maybe support the first part of our mission, because, you know, obviously the first part of our mission that helps us fulfill the whole mission, because with those monies that are donated and raised, we can then turn around and help out the families that need assistance here in Tampa Bay.
Right. So we're working on broad strokes. She sent me full disclosure. She's got everything down on paper. I just didn't have it. I was a little bit pressed for time this week.
No, it's just an idea. So, like, there are many wonderful leadership programs out there. There are many wonderful servant leadership programs out there. I believe we need good leaders in our communities, at our young age, in our communities, in our, you know, country. Good leaders that are there to serve the people and their needs. And not maybe other things, you know.
Right.
So they could do a servant campaign, and they could learn to build up their servant leadership skills at a young age. Like you said, that's so important.
Right.
To have them at a young age, and then they can get through, and then becomes a part of their, you know, their makeup, their life.
You know, part of the Good Deeds Day Tampa Bay Festival, Tampa Bay Good Deeds Day Festival, is the Good Deeds Day Challenge.
Okay.
All right. And so, and I can actually get those deeds sponsored to donate to Kids Campaign too. So I'm going to give a broad overview of that. There's nothing available online yet, but here is the mission. And when I stood up at the Charity Coalition luncheon, they asked if anybody had any goals.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, I do. And because I'm kind of shy that way.
Not.
There's like 100 people there. So I stood up, and what the goal is for Tampa Bay Good Deeds Day Festival is to encourage ages 6 to 12. We'll have a Tampa Bay Good Deeds Day Tampa Bay Challenge.
Oh, good. I like that.
Where they're going to get 3 suggested, age appropriate, 6 to 12.
Okay.
3 suggested good deeds that I will list on the challenge cards. We'll have challenge cards. And we're going to ask them to do at least 2 of those. And then there will be room for up to 5 total.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll get to pick if they want to do all 3 of the suggested ones and do 2 more.
Mm-hmm.
So at least they'll have to fill out their challenge card and have 5 total.
That's great.
And then they'll go to our website, Tampa Bay Good Deeds Day.org. Which is currently being redirected to a Shop Local for Good landing page because the real website will be launching tomorrow. There will be a way for you to register your challenge card.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be numbered. So we're going to keep count with that. And then we have one ages 13 and up.
Okay.
So there will be 2 categories for Good Deeds Day challenges. And the same format, we'll have 3 suggested good deeds.
So they can choose up to 5, you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll have 3 suggested. They're required to complete at least 2 of those.
Okay.
And then up to 2 to 3 more.
Yeah.
So they'll be able to register too. And mom and dad have to get involved as well. And so my goal is to have a minimum of 10,000 good deeds in Tampa Bay from March 1st to March 25th.
Wow.
Well, I'm going to issue 10,000 challenge cards, so there'll be 50,000 available. I want to smash it!
That's awesome.
So I'm not overly doing it. Anyway, when I stood up at the Tampa Bay Charity Coalition and I said, I'm going to reach a minimum of 10,000 good deeds, it's not me personally.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to encourage my neighbors to reach a minimum of 10,000 good deeds from March 1st to March 25th. And
that's pretty cool.
That'll get us on the radar.
So it's a good day. It would be March would be the good day.
Good Deeds Day month.
Right. There you go.
And see why I have to stop it at March 25th is because we got to get all those registrations in to do the count. And then what they'll do is they'll bring their challenge card to the festival.
Right.
Veterans Memorial Park in Hudson.
Uh-huh.
It's a beautiful park, by the way. Picnic benches.
Oh, wow.
Playground. We've got to reach out to the Pasco County Sheriff's Office, see if we can get a canine unit to do a demonstration.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going all out.
That'd be cool.
And so, you know, food trucks. And anyway, they'll turn in their challenge card, and then they'll get a door prize entry to win something.
That's awesome.
So if you're a local business and you want to donate gift certificates.
So is there going to be like one winner, or is it going to be like first, second, third, or like for the categories 6 to 12?
No, they'll just come to the festival and enter, or they'll get an entry and to win whatever basket
have. Oh, okay. Cool.
So I'm reaching out into the business community for donations for me to build gift baskets. There are vendor opportunities anywhere from $150 to the Super Duper Community Champion sponsorship. It's so much stuff. That's what I was working on today. And my friend who was reviewing it, he's like, Rita, the promotional benefits that you're offering at the, you know, the championship level, he goes, they won't even read all of that. And I'm like, we'll see. So that's like extremely limited.
Right.
It involves their logo being on all the 10,000 challenge cards. Mm-hmm. You're going to have 5,000 postcard invitations. Because last Friday, they invited Shop Local for Good to stage our booth at Blast Friday. At the end, last Friday of every month, downtown Clearwater.
Uh-huh.
It's free entertainment.
Okay.
And then there's, so you're welcome to come and hang
yeah.
out with me on Friday.
Was that when the one I was down there one time with
yeah.
you?
Yeah. Yeah. So and they're going to have live music on the 600 block.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I won't be working yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll get to like actually talk to people.
Right.
I'll be running around and chasing and making sure everything's right.
Right. Oh, cool.
So Shop Local for Good will be on the corner of Cleveland Street and Garden Avenue.
Which
we'll
is where we
right
are now.
On that corner.
Yeah. Okay.
Right in front of the Bank of America.
Okay.
And so we're going to have postcard invitations. So the super duper championship level,
mm-hmm.
sponsoring Tampa Bay, and East Tampa Bay. Their logo will be on those postcard invitations.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard at least 5,000 of those because I'll have 3 months at Blast Friday before
wow.
the D-Day.
That's great. I love the concept. I love yeah. that it's actually a day, you know, the D-Day, and it's recognized and encouraged.
And Pasco yeah. County Parks, I just have to give their team Pasco County Parks and Rec team they're phenomenal. Pasco's pretty.
Yeah, I love Pasco County.
It reminds me of what Pinellas was when I was a kid growing up. We used to have a lot of trees.
Uh-huh.
You go down there, you go up, down, you go up to Pasco, which is actually, it's in Hudson. It's not a bad drive.
Mm-hmm.
It's straight up 19.
Right, yep.
And it's only 4 miles away from Sunwest Park.
Is it 4 miles north?
Oh, it's south.
Oh, it's south of Sunwest. Oh, so it's not as far then.
Well, it's got county quarter.
Oh, okay. Nice.
And what makes Sunwest Park special is that's where Summerfest for Good will be on June 20th. And Kids Campaign will be there. And we're bringing the Florida Watermelon Festival.
That's going to be fun.
On July 25th, it's going to be fantastic.
That's going to be really fun.
Hey, if your team wants to get into a watermelon carving contest, and raise good money. If you win, it's people's choice. So
get a watermelon fight.
No.
Like a snowball fight.
It all up.
I know.
No, I create a watermelon on the beach. No. So I have to move them over a little bit that way.
Right, right.
But the sand castle competition mm-hmm. will be fun. It's a team building competition. Get in, it's a $250 donation.
Mm-hmm.
You get that gets you up to 5 people in,
and they do right there on the beach, right there.
Right
oh,
there
be,
on the beach.
Yeah, that'd be
and
cool.
And then it's people's choice.
Uh huh.
So like last year, you get a door prize ticket
oh,
with
yeah.
the tear off.
I like that system last
yeah.
year.
And you get to turn your door prize in to win something, mm-hmm. and then you get to go vote for Sandcastle, and the Sandcastle that wins gets a bonus of $250.
Mm-hmm.
They get their money back and they have fun all day. And they get to pick the nonprofit that gets a bonus donation too. So
that'd be fun.
You'll be
cool.
cheering on whoever. So go recruit some Sandy Castle teams and go vote for Kids Campaign. I'll send people your way. You'll have fun. A lot of fun.
Yeah, that would be fun.
And then Smoothie and the boys are coming back. It's going to be beautiful weather.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be beautiful weather.
And it's going to be absolutely beautiful weather for all
weather.
4 festivals, okay?
Yes.
There'll be no weather.
There will be no weather issues in 2020.
Exactly.
Just blowing that out. Gee,
yep.
Universe.
Nope. Nothing but sun and fun.
Nothing but sun and fun. And good fun.
And good fun.
And then we're going to have the annual Macaroni and Cheese Ball Festival
mm-hmm.
return on October 24th. All at Sunless Park.
That's pretty cool.
And then Tampa Bay Goodies Day will be at Veterans Memorial Park.
Perfect.
So Pasco County Parks and Rec loves me. They're a fun team to work with anyway. I like their energy. Very positive.
Good. They're yeah. good people. I love Pasco County. Pasco pride, you know.
Yeah.
I can't help it. I've been in Pasco for 14 years now. And
okay, so let's talk about the adults doing a serving campaign, because there's fun ways to do that too.
So yeah,
going back to kids campaign, serving campaign.
So yeah, being an adult, right? You have certain talents or trades that you do.
Or you want to wear jeans to work one day.
Yeah.
Talking to the boss's ear.
Yeah, do a jeans day. We've done that at my work. We've actually done a jeans day a few years ago to benefit kids campaign. That was fun. But yeah, so.
Talk a little bit about that. So you go to the boss and you say, hey, boss, we want to wear jeans on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And each of us is going to donate $10.
Okay, we did $5 at my office, but $10, $5, whatever. We do $5.
This is going to work. Yes. $5 to
$10. Yes.
$10, do 10, is going to donate because we want to wear jeans that day.
Right.
Or if you're not a public company and you want, and your boss is really kind of funky,
uh-huh,
maybe you want to wear pajamas. I don't know.
Or hat day. Some people do a hat day. Or at school, you could do a hat day. Or they know they do all kinds of crazy days in school.
Right.
Pajama days, hat days, backwards day, mismatch day, you know.
So your boss is really cool. It's okay.
Yeah.
So everybody puts their money into mm-hmm. a pot, and you write a check to kids campaign. You have a nice and jeanie day at work, or pajama
yep.
day, or hat day.
Yep. Or you could even say, hey, how about we do it every Friday? Like my office, every that Friday is a jeans day, but the last Friday of the month is when you pay your dues.
There you go.
Or you pay them at the first Friday of the month, you pay your dues, and then you wear every Friday you wear jeans.
Oh, I like that idea.
Yeah.
That way it's not a bunch of checks coming in the mail.
Right. Do it, collect it in the beginning of the month or the end of the month, whatever, you know, works best for the office or the company.
And I think that builds morale.
Yeah.
You know, volunteering, there's like studies everywhere
uh-huh.
that volunteering is way better than taking a happy pill.
Yeah.
It brings joy to your heart. It really does.
Yeah, because you're helping out somebody.
And let me give a little bit of inspiration, too, because some people are like, I don't have any time. But even volunteering on social media,
mm-hmm.
or if you're not on social media, like forwarding an email
mm-hmm.
that you received, it's about a nonprofit that mm-hmm. you like, forwarding it to 10, 15 friends, that takes you, what, 5 minutes?
Right.
That's giving back to the community.
Every little bit matters,
absolutely.
You know, and it helps.
Making, hey, you want to call a few family members?
Mm-hmm.
You know, call a few family members and say, I'm really excited about this nonprofit. Would you like to, you know, chip in $10 with me? I'd like to raise
$40. Or if you don't have the funds, some people don't have the funds, and maybe they have the time. And, you know, time is just
and
as valuable.
Maybe they like social media. Maybe they're on Facebook with a boatload of friends. Go to the Kids Campaign page.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go, there's a tab that says community.
Mm-hmm.
You click on that tab, and then it says invite your friends. So you click on that, and it opens it up. It gives you the option to invite every single one of your friends.
Right.
Click that box up at the top, mm-hmm. and then you hit send invite, and then everybody loves you because they get a notification from you.
Right.
So it's not like Christine, who they don't know.
Right.
Is reaching out. It's like, hey, Aunt Sally just invited me to like this page.
So I'm going
to
like it.
Cool.
Right. Yeah. Right. That's true.
That really is a powerful tool right now. It's a powerful tool.
I didn't know about that tool. I'm just a basic kind of Facebook girl.
Oh, I'm going to show you.
Okay. Yeah. So what
you don't want to click on all the boxes over here. It's a pop-up window.
Okay.
Let's review. You go to the Facebook page. For all our friends and family, go to Good Deeds Day, Tampa Bay.
Yep, they are. Yep.
All right, and you want to go to the page. Now down here on
the
your
community.
Phone.
Oh, there you are, community. Okay.
Community. It'll be a pop-up tab. It says invite friends.
So it won't invite them again if they already like the page, correct?
Nope.
Oh, it won't. So they won't get duplicate likes.
Nope.
You know, they only get it once. Okay.
Nope. So you hit select all.
Select them all. Oh, there they go. Wow.
Send invites.
So I'm going to send to all these folks again.
No.
Well,
won't send them to
okay.
all, everybody.
Even if they didn't accept it already, they'll just.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't want to be a pest about it.
Right, exactly.
Hey, please don't do this for a bunch of pages at once. Please don't information overload people, because that just annoys people.
Okay, so yeah, so okay.
Wow, somebody accepted it already. Christine for the win.
I've had a lot of my friends accept it because I don't know, maybe 25 of them. Or so,
well, you know how to find out that? Go back.
Okay, back to the page.
Uh-huh.
Oh, what am I doing? Oh, oh, wrong thing. See, let me go back.
We're doing a little social media lesson on
okay.
here.
Okay, here we go. Go back to community. Is that where I'm
go
going?
Go back to community.
Okay.
And it will tell you how many of your friends like it. Friends who liked Indies Champion Page. 77?
Of my friends like your page?
Yes.
That's awesome.
You're a rock star.
Yeah, well, my friends are.
Your friends are rock stars. Shout out to Kids Can't Be Followers.
That's awesome. 77, good number.
That's a great number.
So the other thing that we like to do for Kids Campaign, of course, we're always looking for volunteers. So we are trying to put together a volunteer team for Kids Campaign.
It's important.
Yeah. Two important things for charities, funds and volunteers.
I slipped around, you know that?
I fixed it. Sorry.
Oh.
I was looking at
it. I know.
And by the way, you're on TV. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, no, it's okay.
I just saw my daughter's head. That doesn't work.
So,
volunteer team.
Yeah, volunteer team. Yes.
So a team can be two people.
That's right.
It's more fun when you do it with a friend.
Yeah, yep. So anyone who's looking to be a part of a local charity and wants to get involved, what we need the most is volunteers. So
everybody.
Yeah, in the Tampa Bay, yeah, yeah. All charities, you know, I commend anybody who does charity work because nothing's guaranteed when you do charity work.
Did you see my post at 3 o'clock this morning?
No. I like to think I'm sleeping at 3 o'clock this morning.
Andrea and I were working on something. She's going to be on next week. Mothers of Minors will be on next week.
Oh, I love her. Her charity. I love it.
Yeah,
I love her mission.
For the community baby shower.
Awesome.
So I like the teamwork. Teamwork makes the dream work. Together, everyone achieves maximum. Team.
Oh, okay.
I made up my own thing. Because I'm weird that way.
That's really cool.
Thanks. So you could be a team of two.
Yep.
And then if you're, or a team of three, and if your other friends are like, hey, I got a friend that would be interesting, just multiplier.
Yeah.
It's a force multiplier.
Yep.
You could do, like, if you got 10 of your friends to do that for Kids Campaign,
mm-hmm.
go to the community page,
mm-hmm.
invite all your friends.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine how many followers you would have?
Yeah.
I'll just give you a tip. I launched a new Good Deeds Day Tampa Bay page on January 7th.
Mm-hmm.
By January, what's 9 days later? By January 16th, they had over 300 likes earned.
Wow.
Didn't pay a dime for them. So that's another thing that's very powerful. Your minutes, your time, all of your time is, you can't pay people.
Mm-hmm.
So you just can't. It's gold. So I know we've gone over, but I have it until 8:45 unless you're ready.
Okay. No. I was gonna say.
Long.
I was gonna say something here. I don't know if I was gonna go down this. I don't think we did that. I was gonna.
No, we actually did all the way around.
Community for Cause.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
So the power of people.
Yeah.
How long did it take you to do that community? Like less than a minute.
Oh yeah. And look how powerful it is.
And you invited 2,270.
Well, that was the second time. The first time was more than that, but yeah. Yeah.
That's incredible. Yay. Yay, Christine Friend.
Yeah, thank you.
So if you go to your Facebook address, is Kindness and Doing Service. What's your Facebook address?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I believe it is. It's actually Kids. Well, what's the address? The Kids Campaign, Inc.?
Nope.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think you're right.
My notifications didn't go. I think it's something Kindness Doing Service.
At Kindness in Doing Service Campaign.
Okay. So your mission should you choose to do so, is to go to Facebook, if you're on Facebook, and go to the search bar. And what you're going to start typing is kindness in
doing service
campaign. And hit enter. This is how you find a group.
Okay.
Hit enter and go to her page. Go to the community tab. It's up at the top of the page. Click on the community tab. You'll see a blue button that says invite friends.
Mm-hmm.
You select that. A pop-up window will come up. And in the top right-hand corner, it'll say invite all.
Mm-hmm.
And you select that, and then you hit select or enter or invite or send invites. That's what it says.
Yeah, so yeah.
And please be a polite inviter. Don't do that more than once a week. I wouldn't do that more than once a week.
Yeah.
But if you did a different nonprofit, say once a week, Sunday evenings are actually best because people are home and they're on their social media because they don't want to think about going to work on Monday. But just send it out Sunday evening, about 8. And it's kind of fun to see how many people. You'll get a notification, too. Mm-hmm. Just prepare yourself. You get a notification every time one of your friends. And I do a little dance.
I usually accept my notifications that I get. I usually accept them because, you know, I know how it is. Like, that person sending me that because they want me.
Something.
Yeah, like, so why not? I'm going to like it. Why not? So that's what I usually do.
Do you have anything else before we wrap up?
Nope, that's it. Website address is kidscampaignsharinglove.org.
Kidscampaignsharinglove.org.
Yep. So,
kidscampaignsharinglove.org.
Yep, community service for cause.
And you can send Christine an email at kindnessindoingservice@gmail.com. We won't put your number out. Oh, well, we might as well because you were announced to the world. We got to say that one. Okay, the Good Deeds Day.
Oh,
people.
Yes. Oh,
yes.
Yeah. I
get an email. I'm getting regular emails.
I didn't get that email. How come I didn't get that email?
I
signed up for the newsletter. I looked at my email.
I'll
I didn't
forward
see it
to you, but let's tell people what it was.
Okay, yeah.
So if you go to gooddeedsday.org, anyway, when you register, check your spam folder.
Okay.
When you register as a nonprofit through the international organization, let's tell them a little bit. Good Deeds Day was launched in 2007 as an international day of celebrating volunteers and doing good in our community. It was a day built for you and I.
Yes.
And so I'm registered as a coordinator. And all of the nonprofits that we approve, when they go through their approval process, whoever refers, I have them put the Benevolution Foundation in. So I get this announcement that was sent out to everybody in the world that Kids Campaign was selected as the nonprofit of the week.
That was pretty.
Holiday Florida.
Yep.
They had a link to your website.
That was amazing. Yeah, I was like, oh, wait, I didn't see this. I see your email. I'm like, I didn't see this. I went and looked at my email. I'm like, I didn't get that email.
I'll forward you the email.
Yeah,
I took a screenshot out of posters everywhere.
Yeah, okay. That was awesome.
That was cool.
We were featured for the week.
To the world.
To the world. By
a link to your website by Good Deeds Day.
Good Deeds Day.
By the wonderful people at Good Deeds Day.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
That is. Well, they made the connection, obviously, to our mission with their mission.
So congratulations for that.
Thank you. Yeah, that
was
great.
I was doing
great.
One of these. I'm like, I got to the world knows about her now.
Uh-oh. Kids Campaign went global.
We went over a little tonight. About 10 minutes.
Did it still record?
Yeah, I schedule it for 45 in case we go. When I know where you and I are. So for our Facebook fans, you got a bonus this week. Next week, we will have Andrea Clark with Mothers of Minors. I'm going to do another 45-minute segment with her, I'm sure.
Yeah.
That's because I've worked with you for so many years.
Yeah.
And part of the Benevolution Foundation's mission is to be kind of like an umbrella organization, because a lot of people don't understand that organizations of your size, it's hard to get attention. It's hard to get attention for grant funding. It's just hard to get attention.
Yeah, yeah. So we thank you for your support, because
well,
you've
welcome.
Been a tremendous supporter over the years to Kids Campaign, and
you're
we are
welcome.
Most grateful for that.
Well, and you're an all-volunteer managed nonprofit.
Yeah.
And Christine is a single mom, too.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So, wow.
Wow, yeah.
That's busy.
Well, he's 18 now, so he's kind of like got his own car now. He's got a job. And
but she'll be a mom forever.
Yeah, once a mom, always a mom.
So Andrea Clark with Mothers of Minors will be on next week, next Sunday at 8. If you want to find us on Facebook, we go live on the Shop Local for Good page. That's Shop Local for Good. We go live at 7:50, so I can invite a few of my friends to the Facebook Live.
Mm-hmm.
And for everyone, I would like for you to actually follow us on Blog Talk Radio. It's Shop Local for Good News, because they'll send you an email when I schedule a show.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can just make sure you get an invite that way, because apparently I'm getting messages that nobody got a notification
really?
For tonight's show.
Oh, no.
I'm just going to have to blaster it everywhere. So I think that's all the exciting announcements for the week. We did, Investigation Station.
Uh-huh.
Let me just announce that grant program. I know I announced it to on the pre-show.
Mm-hmm.
So I met this group. I was actually introduced to them by Jack Mariano, Commissioner Mariano, because I called him and said, look, I really want to be at Veterans Memorial Park. Is there any way you can help me? Connect me with the right people. And,
right.
Because I see they need help with their splash pads, so I want to have a festival there. So
right.
When I talked to Lori, oh, I hope I don't get her name wrong. When I talked to the investigation station, that's going to be so embarrassing. The investigation station team is 100% volunteer managed, too.
Wow, yeah.
And what it takes to build one of those water cycle splash pads is unbelievable. So Jack explained to me that they just got hit with a great big bill because they needed this specialized equipment to clean the water so nobody gets sick.
Right.
So I called her up and I said, I'd like to raise some money for you if you can give me an estimate on how much money you need for that part.
Are you sitting down?
She said $10,000. Wow. I was like, okay. I don't know if I get to that point, but she had the best reply. She's like, every dollar matters.
Yeah, that's right.
It came right out of my mouth. I said, you're my people. We're going to get on just fine. So they're excited and on board. And the Benevolution Foundation has established a grant project.
Mm-hmm.
It's a community service project for the Veterans Memorial Park. For the Veterans Memorial Park water cycle splash pad.
We get good people doing good work.
Yeah.
So
that'll be a special fundraiser at Tampa Bay Community State Festival. And we're going to set up. It'll be fun. It's going to be fun. So find Kids Campaign on Facebook. Do a search for Investigation Station. They have a fantastic project. They're a traveling program. And we'll be helping their team. Their team will be at Tampa Bay Good Deeds Day Festival. It's going to be a great day.
Yes, it'll be fun.
Yeah.
And volunteer.
Volunteer. We're looking for sponsors. So Karina at thebenevolutionfoundation.org. This is the good news with Shop Local for Good featuring Kids Campaign. And we are out of here. Have a great week, everybody.
You too. Thank you.